Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome in DFW. It is a G-Bag Nation Black Friday edition, but the boys are out today. A well-deserved day off as all the G-Baggers are at home or with their fam or doing whatever it is the G-Baggers do. But as far as... Go ahead and turn that mic on if you would, please. No, I can't hear you.
Okay. There we go. Maybe a little Black Friday shopping.
That's it. Maybe they're doing, maybe they're watching a little football, whatever it is. That gentleman off to my right at his at my 2 o'clock, aka 1400, for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock, is none the other the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott behind the glass. We got our guy, the one, the only Khaki Kev.
And a neon sweater,
Kevin
too.
Kevin Walker. That's correct. A little ACG Nike gear going on there. Yeah, just bright as all get out over
bright
there.
Bright as all get out. Bright as the Cowboys' future.
Ooh, I liked my fit today.
Let's talk about it. I'm your host, Fred Davis. We're glad to have you guys on board. It is a Fan After Dark style right here on G-Bag Nation, getting you guys ready for the rest of your Friday afternoon. We've got you for 4.5 hours of flawless radio, if we do say so ourselves, courtesy of one Mr. Gavin Dawson there. We're going to do our best over the next 4.5 hours, taking you up until 6:30. When we hand it off to
Georgia
and Georgia Tech. Throw the records out, boys and
go
girls.
Dogs.
Throw the records out when Georgia and Georgia Tech, that game will be broadcast right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're looking forward to it, and we know you are too. How's everybody feeling today on this Black Friday? We got some football here in just a little bit. Now, we've had some college games. Not great college games. Let's call that what it is. And for all you out there that think that Deion Sanders may have a snowball's chance in HE double hockey sticks of being the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, I think after today, or last night rather, you can go ahead and put those fears to rest. Because I don't think Deion is going anywhere. I really do think he's going to stay. What, 5 commitments last night on Shannon Sharp and
Club Shay Shay with
Club Shay Shay with Chad Ochocinco. 5 folks, including our boy from North Crowley, who said he's going to be a Colorado Buffalo next year. So I think, look, you got a 5-star quarterback last week. You got 5 more commitments last night. I think Deion Sanders is going to be the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes next year. I mean, again, time will tell. But at the very least, my gut tells me he will not be the head coach of your Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because it might be Mike McCarthy when it's all said and done.
It might be.
All my man does is just win games.
Just wins games. Knows how to talk to people. Great interpersonnel with the front office. Got great liaisons and Brian Schottenheimer. We know how great a job he does.
Does it change? Okay, I'm so glad you brought that up. And of course, in the crosstalk, we talked a little bit about what the post game vibes were like for your Dallas Cowboy. I mean, it was a raucous environment.
Everybody wanted to talk.
Man,
people didn't even walk up to wanted to talk.
Just jumping in. Of course, the one guy we wanted to talk to, we couldn't find him. He got in and out. We're talking about our boy Jonathan Mingo. We thought about getting Mozzie, but we kind of got caught up with some other folks because I was ready to go talk to Mozzie. But again, we got caught up with Jalen Tolbert and Brandon Cooks. We're going to play that for you in the next segment as well. We got plenty of audio to get through the course of the day. But before we get to the rest of that, let's lay out this show for you on this G-Bag Friday. And, of course, we will have the Expressway. That's going to go down at 5 o'clock, as it always does. And then we're going to sprinkle in some of our, you know, fan after darkisms that we like to do on our program as well. So a nice little merging, if you will. You know, I thought about this, too, and it kind of dawned on me during the crosstalk. Should we do a Tolo's on the telephone today? Because it is a Friday. It is a post-Thursday Thanksgiving. Most people should be off today. Do we want to, you know, and I know they usually do, you know, what you're drinking, what you're thinking. Now, they did a what you're drinking, what are you thankful for on Wednesday. Do we throw a Tolo's on the telephone? Because right now, you've got Cowboy fans, you got the whole weekend to chill till the next episode.
You do. I think if the Tolos are feeling it, 877-881-1053 is the Franklin Franco Injury and Attorney text
know.
Line.
Let us know.
If you want to call in, if you feel like your voice was not heard throughout the week, throughout the season, whatever it may be, Fred and Blake have got you covered. Yeah, you let us know on the text line. I got a call. I want to be here. Or just call in and we'll see the amount of calls and we'll bookmark a segment. If not, we got plenty of segments to keep you guys entertained.
No, we absolutely do. I mean, look, we've got we've got some one-on-ones that we did yesterday. We caught up with, like I said, we're going to hear this in the next segment. Little Jalen Tolbert, little Brandon Cooks action. We got some one-on-one with Tyler Guyton with a bold proclamation of his own. And you know, the nice thing is, ladies and gentlemen, when, you know, being a show host here on 105.3 The Fan and listening to you Tolos and, you know, kind of what your feedback is as far as this football team is concerned, you know, much like Brian Schottenheimer, we can be the liaison for you and the team.
Yes.
Okay.
So you have questions.
We've got questions, so we can be your conduit to go get those answers.
Great word. Ring
the
bell.
That's exactly what we did yesterday.
Beat me to it.
I asked Guyton point blank. I said, look, people are talking mad bleep about you and don't think you can be the left tackle. What do you say to that? Well, TG gave us his response.
Ooh, what is it?
I'm glad you asked. You'll hear it at 4 o'clock.
I can't wait.
We call that a tease in the business.
I don't even want to get out of my car now. I have to stay in my car.
Just sit in it.
Or if you're smart, get some earphones.
That's it.
Download the headphones. Odyssey app. Get the Odyssey app. Boom. I can listen. I'm Black Friday shopping. Sorry. Can't talk to you. Listening to Blake and Fred on the G-Bag Nation.
I'm a Tolo right now. Please. Or you know what? If somebody interrupts you, tell them to download the app.
Give them your other AirPod.
Well, I don't know if I want, you know, their ear grease all over my...
No, Tolos are giving. Give them one AirPod. Yeah. You have one AirPod. Y'all walk together in the store.
See, I mean, now you're doing too much.
Whether they're an employee or someone else.
See, now
shopping.
You're Caleb Williams. Right now, see, you're changing the play with not enough time left on the field. That's what's going on right now. What a dumpster fire in Chicago right now. Let's go ahead and just pivot into that real quick. We sat there... And we joked about it during the game yesterday. Yeah. I said, is this dude really changing plays with like 20 seconds to go?
Everybody in the Miller Lite Club was quite literally like, what's going
what
on?
What is happening right now? And that's exactly what he did. He admitted today that he changed the play.
I think it's 50-50 fault. Eberflus and Caleb. Changing the play. But Eberflus has got to realize play is not getting what I predicted or I wanted. Call a timeout. Let's regroup and at least kick a field goal. Literally, if you don't even get another playoff, we'll kick. They were in field goal range. Let's kick the field goal.
They were, but
I think it's split, but I don't think it's 50-50.
See, here's the issue. Here's the issue as I see it, right? You've got, because here's the thing. He had like 30-some-odd seconds left, which if he calls it, because, and again, look, Eberflus deserved to be fired.
He got sacked the play before.
He gets sacked the play before, but, you know, I'm guessing they had already had the play called because it was something, he said something about how it was supposed to be over the middle. Well, you've got a timeout left if you snap the ball at 30 seconds, or at the very least 25 or even 20, all right? 10 seconds, boom, over the middle, hit them over the middle, pick up 7, 8, 10 yards, whatever. Then you call your timeout. Now it's 4th and 18, or at the very least you're at the 35, something like that, and it's a makeable field
goal. That timeout said, okay, this is going to overtime at worst. That's what everyone was watching the game. Like, at worst, you're going to overtime. Maybe you get a touchdown and you win. What he did made it where there was no other option other than I'm going to throw a Hail Mary.
I'm going to throw a Hail Mary. I mean, it was just when you decide at 18 seconds that, okay, we're going to start changing the play at the line of scrimmage, like as an offense, it's kind of like, all right, now you have to stop the clock, right? Like we got to regroup. We got 18 seconds left. Like, okay, let's get
everybody
over.
Everyone's flustered too. You just got sacked. You didn't have a huddle. You wasn't any regroup. We know where the ball's going. You're trying to give play calls. It's loud in there. And we're trying to, I just wasn't smart.
The whole point is this. You don't want to kick that long of a field goal, right? Because you're worried because, and I think a lot of it has to do with, what was it, the week before when Green Bay blocks that field goal to win the game, like it happened. I mean, hell, you had 2 weeks ago the Chiefs did it to the Packers, or excuse me, did it to the Broncos. Last week the Bears do it to the Packers, right? Or excuse me, the Packers do it to the Bears. So I'm thinking that's what's in the back of their head.
And not even just everybody's, maybe Caleb's. Maybe Caleb is saying, hey, I want to get some wins.
We know what's in the
We've
back
lost
of his
a
head.
Lot of close games. I think all of their one-score games they've lost. I think they showed they were 0-7 in them. And so he's like, I'm going to take it into my own hands. Coach called this play. We're supposed to do this play. I'm going to change it and throw a game-winning touchdown right now and be a hero. I'm just assuming by concluding by all the things that happened, maybe that's what was going through Caleb's head. I don't want to leave it up to the kicker. I don't want to leave it up to the coach. I'm going to make this play right here. And the route was kind of like a post corner, and he had a step. It was a weird ball that I think even if he threw it on the money, he's probably getting tackled at the 5. And at that point, maybe you can make something happen, but what's the point of being at the 5 and rather than being at the 15? You're just going to kick the field goal anyway.
You're at the 40, whatever it is. You ain't scoring a touchdown from there. I mean, it's just that's the reality of it. I mean, it's unlikely that you're going to kick a field goal from there. So anyway, Eberflus gets fired this morning. Not a huge surprise there. They're now 4-8 on the year, and it's just Chicago's a mess. So now you're going to have another situation where with a rookie quarterback who's already had two offensive coordinators this year, now he's going to have another coordinator, and now the Bears are on. This is a big deal for the Bears as far as, you know, who do you go out and get? And are you concerned? I mean, and look, I don't know that the Bears, I mean, they're not quite like the Cowboys. And you know, a buddy of mine said this the other day, and I know I've heard Broadus talk about this on G-Bag as well. When you talk about the Cowboys and their lack of success in the playoffs, I mean, would you rather be the Cowboys or would you rather be the Bears right now?
I think you'd rather be the Cowboys. You got some blue chip players. Now, the Bears have the rock of saying we have our franchise quarterback who's young.
Yeah.
And it's on a rookie deal. And we've got some playmakers around him, a DJ Moore.
Bryce Young or is he more CJ Stroud at this point?
I would say I've seen enough for him to say he's more CJ.
Okay.
Not saying CJ's a high bar, one of the better rookie seasons we've seen, but I think Caleb has still shown some promise. I think it's easy to point to just kind of the coaching and what's all going around him because he's had a 3-4 game stretch where he was 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions for a couple games.
Yeah.
300 plus yards. So I've seen enough from him. They got to get the right infrastructure and management and coaching and staff around him. But back to like kind of your first point with that, with I think the Bears are in a worse situation because there's not a winning culture built there over the last couple years right now. I think that's what a lot of people say about the Cowboys. And
at all,
I have to kind of take a step back sometimes because I want the Cowboys to not think they're good enough and keep this team together. But I hear the argument, and I'm sure Tolos will call in when we do Tolos on the telephone. I hear the argument of you want to still have a winning culture. You still want to have winning plays. You still want guys happy to be a part of this culture, not think, oh, it's just this. And I'm going to like Overshown making that play last night might have been a rookie or a free agent. Like, okay, that seems like a place that I can win at. Like, they know they're not a good enough football team to compete for a Super Bowl, but it's still a winning culture, unlike the Jets, unlike the Bears, unlike the Giants, who the Giants saw the stat last night. Out of the last 11 seasons, in 9 of those seasons, they've had 10 or more losses.
Who's that?
The Giants.
Yeah.
That's not winning culture right there.
No, it's not. I mean, that's not a very good football team at all. And you did enough to beat them yesterday. And you wonder, I mean, and I'll tell you what it begs the question for me is, why did you start Tommy DeVito last week?
And Drew Lock to me showed you, at least you got a higher ceiling.
Drew Lock is a better NFL quarterback than Tommy DeVito.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Like, the thing about Drew Lock, now, I think you can question his awareness. Yep. I think you can question his overall football IQ.
He kind of just goes for it.
Oh, he's Timu Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Is what he is. Okay. I mean, let's call it what
Timu
it is.
Timu Light too at that point.
Yeah, I mean, no. He's off brand Timu. Whatever's below Timu is what Drew Lock is.
Because you see some of the characteristics. He'll throw it across the field, he'll run downfield, he'll dive in the end zone, do all those things, but just the accuracy, the awareness, the anticipation.
But then he'll also hold on to the ball entirely too long, and you're saying to yourself, like, what are you doing?
Yep.
Like, what are we doing here, Drew? Because, I mean, look, he's got the skill set, the physicality. You know, he's got a damn good arm. He really does. Yeah. And like you said, I mean, he can tuck it and run, but then he just makes some questionable decisions as far as throwing the football. You just kind of wonder, like, what is going on here? But so that was yesterday. The Lions, again, did take care of business. And then the Miami Dolphins. I mean, basically –
I called it.
What's that?
Yesterday in the game, me and Will predicted all the games. I said the Lions and Bears, that the Bears will keep it close. because the Lions were 10.5 point favorites. Said the Bears will keep it close. It'll be at 7 or less.
That's exactly what they did.
I said the Dolphins will get blown out by the Giants until that 2-point conversion with late touchdown. They were getting blown out. And then.
Oh, you mean they'd get. Wait, the Dolphins will get blown out by the Packers.
Like the Packers would blow out the Dolphins. Is what I said.
Okay.
30-17, and it was still a late touchdown, so it made it that way. And then I did get the Cowboys game wrong. I said
that's
be
right, you did pick Giants.
20-17 Giants, and ended up being 20-27 Cowboys.
I said 23-17 Cowboys yesterday. Now, that was after what might have been one of the most difficult to watch first halves. And 877-881-1053, that's the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. 877-881-1053. How many of you fell asleep during the first? If you had already eaten. How many of you fell asleep during
any
the
point,
first half?
At any point, even 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because me and Fred, had we not been in a press box and been working.
Oh, I'd have been out.
Out.
I'd have been out cold. Seriously. And now, half. We did eat a lot. We did eat a lot. And we got to pay off some things we said on our show earlier this week. And that had a lot to do with, you know, with yesterday being Thanksgiving. Everybody's grubbing. Everybody's getting their food on. You know, you're able to watch the game, get your grub on, what have you. And so Blake and I threw it out there. We knew the spread was going to be legendary. All right. I mean, look, the spread at AT&T is good, regardless of whether it's Thanksgiving or not. Yesterday was no different. Okay. Now, that being said, we go out there yesterday and we're like, look, we're going to do a plate a quarter. Okay. That was the goal. A plate a quarter.
You know what it is? We did start early. We started about 30 minutes prior. So we got a pre-plate as well. Because I was almost done before the game started with our first play.
Well, but I was okay with that because, look, I'm not trying to necessarily be, you know, into the game while I'm eating a bunch of food either, right? Yeah. So, you know, about 10 minutes prior to the game, which, again, light press box yesterday.
Light.
You know what I mean? Like, not a lot of foot traffic, okay? So we had our pick of the place for the most part, right? So we'll get into that in the next segment, all right? We'll kind of how this whole thing went down. I'm not going to say it wasn't our finest moment as far as eating goes, because we did the best we could.
Yeah.
But we learned a lot about ourselves. Much like the Cowboys, we learned a lot about ourselves yesterday. So we'll get to that here. But we got plenty of audio to get to. Tolbert and Cooks, we talked to them yesterday in the locker room. Tyler Guyton, Cooper Beebe, and then there was one other person I think we talked to as well. I can't remember who the hell it was. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant at this point anyway. So coming up next, we're going to talk some Cowboys. All right. What is the next step moving forward for your Cowboys and... Jerry Jones and I shared a moment yesterday. Jerry Jones and I shared a moment. What was it? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. It's G-Bag Nation with a little Fan After Dark sprinkled in. Don't go anywhere. Appreciate that, Khaki Kev. It is a G-Bag Nation Black Friday show today. The boys are out. You got a little Fan After Dark in to kind of satiate your sports radio needs on
satiate.
This beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Friday afternoon. I'll tell you what a day. We got a little Chiefs and Raiders kicking off. If it hasn't kicked off already, I mean, we're going to have to wait. How are we going to do this anyway? Well, you normally do it on this TV. We're going to do it over here.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
Right. I got y'all. Don't worry.
All
I got
right.
y'all.
Khaki Kev.
Split screen.
Khaki Kev's up to the task. All right. So we're gonna keep that going. We're going to do Tolos on the telephone at 2:40.
2:40. Okay? We made it happen for you guys.
We're going to do Tolos on the telephone at 2:40, which means Corey Mose is going to join us at 3 o'clock. So 3 o'clock is going to be jumping. We got Corey at 3 talking all things UT. Big game tomorrow. A little UT Texas A&M action going on. It's easy for me to say. Krusty's Corner.
Ooh.
3:40. So the show, you know, like I told you, we're going to keep elements of G-Bag as well as sprinkling a little Fan After Dark as well. We got a little top 5 list going on. Have we decided what we're going to do for top 5 yet?
Honestly, some of the Tolos questions on the telephone might
spark an idea.
Yes. If you had to guess what the weather is, you said how nice the weather is outside. You know, I'm your weather report man, your weatherologist, your meteorologist.
I think meteorologist is the word you're looking for.
Weatherologist sounds a lot cooler, though.
Weatherologist sounds made up.
Why are we saying meteorologist if we're not talking about meteors?
Mm-hmm. Well, meteorology is the study of weather, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, I don't make these words up. Okay?
Is there any meteors coming to
Again, I think
America
meteorology, there? And again,
okay, so now you're Isaac Newton.
881-1053.
1-0, Fred, weatherology is not a word.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not.
Since you're Isaac Newton all of a sudden.
I'm not Isaac Newton. I'm just, you know.
Since you're the Hubble Space Telescope.
Again, that has nothing to do with meteorology and what it means.
Guess what the weather is today?
Gorgeous.
No, the exact number, Fred. Our totals need to know before they leave the house.
Oh, what's the weather?
We're everything.
According to my phone, it's 54 degrees.
Why
right
would
now.
You check? Just continue.
I mean, I'm not sure where weatherologist Blake is going with this.
I was just trying to get you to guess the weather. You said it was nice outside. If it felt 40-ish, felt 50-ish, 60-ish. So it is.
You know what it feels like? You know what it feels like? Great weather for a Hebron Hawk upset.
Let's go!
That's what it feels like. Tell you what, 877-881-1053. If you are out at a high school football game today, it's week three of the playoffs.
Now it's time. Right. Oh, no more blowouts.
It is nut cutting time, boys and girls. This is where we separate the pretenders from the contenders.
Yep.
Okay. Southlake Carroll's got two running backs out.
Yep. That All game right. should be starting in about 5 minutes.
I should have already started by now. Was it 2 or 2:30?
I think it was 2:30.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Okay. Because here's the deal. We're on Team Hebron. They got the Fan After Dark mojo. They got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. Yep. All right. We saw our boy Clay Johnson yesterday. Hey.
Got the Miss Kim mojo.
He got the Miss Kim mojo. So we're all Hebron Hawks today.
Let's go.
At least on this show.
All right. And we're part of G-Bag right now. So now we got the G-Bag.
Hey.
Come on.
Now, unless you are a Southlake Carroll person.
Don't care.
Which, look, hey.
No.
We just want a good game. All the kids come out healthy. But at the end of the day, we want a Hebron.
We do want all the kids to come out healthy. And when the game first started, I was, I was like, I didn't want to talk too much meth like I was against Bowie. But now it's on.
Oh,
it's game time.
Yeah,
Southlake Carroll. Want them to get destroyed. If you're a parent of Southlake Carroll,
I'm sorry.
You're going to have to go get some candy, get some nice Black Friday
gifts,
because they're going to be coming home crying.
You're playing some dogs today.
You're playing some dogs.
All right. That's all we got to say on that. So when Hebron wins. Live from the locker room. We're excited, and you should be too. All right, 877-881-1053. That's the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. We asked you guys about yesterday. How many of y'all fell asleep in that first half? Because it was dry. All right, and I don't mean the turkey, and I hope your turkey wasn't dry, because
ours is marinated.
It was good. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even have any yesterday. Didn't eat one bite.
You were going on a brisket.
Oh, I went in on that brisket.
Barbecue sauce was it? I don't know.
Good, not great.
Mine was never
good, not great.
I didn't love my brisket.
I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, hey.
Wendell hooked it up.
Shout out to Wendell. Shout out to Susan yesterday. They were fantastic. Here we go from the 214. Can I complain? I love Rally House, but they're lacking on their Mavericks gear. How is their Alabama section have more gear than the Mavericks section?
Bigger brand. I'll just answer that for you.
But that's here in... So you mean to tell me in Dallas...
It's unfortunate.
They're going to have more Alabama gear than Mavs gear.
Well, Rally House is traditionally a college store. They do have pro stuff like the Cowboys, Rangers, Stars, and Mavericks.
But it's local, though.
But I think they started as a college store.
I think you're right.
So they're going to have the big colleges no matter what. The Longhorns, the Aggies, Baylor, TCU, Bama.
But to not have more Mavericks gear, foul... on their end. Why? Because when you go to that Rally House in Kansas City, guess what half that store is?
Well, yeah, because name five big colleges in Kansas City.
KU, K-State, and Mizzou. You got three of them right there.
But Mizzou, no one talks about Mizzou outside of Kansas.
But that's my point. It's in Kansas City.
Well, I'm saying Texas, their brands in the South are larger than just the state.
But you shouldn't. Look, I'm with the caller or the texter on this. If I'm in Dallas, I better be able to find Mavs gear at my local rally.
Agreed. I was saying less about the Mavericks, more about why there's Bama stuff.
I don't like. I feel like you're. Well, I mean, what are you? You getting paid off by a Rally House? I mean,
no,
you got an endorsement deal you didn't tell us about? I mean, go ahead, shoot your shot. Let's hear it.
I'm just saying Rally House is a college store. That's why they have a lot of Bama stuff.
I don't like it.
I don't think it's right.
From 817. Enough out of you. Here we go. At Blake, Hebron to receive from the north end zone. Southlake Carroll to kick off from the south. Comes 3 minutes early. So we got J-Rez in Irving.
Live
keeping
updates.
Us posted.
We got play-by-play.
We got play-by-play going on. All right. If you've got any other games that you guys want to talk about, we're not going to get in depth. Let's call that what it is. Let's not pretend like we are. But I'll say this. Where's all my DeSoto fans at? Where's all my Duncanville fans at? Because we got big games this weekend, folks.
Big games
this weekend. And, of course, you got DeSoto and Willis tomorrow night. You got North Crowley Capel, and you got Duncanville Woodlands. All right, so we're keeping tabs on everything going on in the DF Dub this weekend.
Speaking of keeping tabs, you kept tabs in the locker room yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
You were able to get nice and active. I saw Freddie D just going from person to person, having the audio, having the microphone ready, going from one person to the next. They were ready. He was rattling them off. They seemed to be enjoying the Freddie D experience, the Fan After
Dark.
How could
they not?
And we got some one-on-one audio that you probably have not heard yet because we didn't send it to anybody.
No, we did. Now, this one we didn't. Now, we sent Well, the Tyler Guyton we didn't send anywhere either because he cursed in it. Yeah. So we had to bleep that out. I don't mean that in a bad way, all right, but that just lets you know.
The emotion.
How good the conversation was, all right? We got him feeling good about things.
Okay, but, people are saying Mizzou is not in Kansas City. I'm not from Kansas, so I don't know, but.
Mizzou.
Let's play the.
Okay, but real quick, real quick for the Tolos that want to start getting all, you know.
We can play the location game with Blake again.
If they want to start feeling themselves, that's like saying, well, hey, you guys don't sell UT gear in Dallas? Just stop, okay? Just stop. I mean, I'm not going to have this conversation today on a Friday afternoon.
There you go. Right?
Like, that's literally the equivalent of saying, well, why is there not UT gear in Dallas? Well, of course there is, okay? So what, you can only buy college gear in the city it's in? Get out of my face. I don't want to hear it. All right,
but whose face do you want to get in?
Ayo! This is our boy Tolbert. We tried to find Turpin, but he's already gone. He's so quick. He gets out. He gets out of the locker room even faster. We caught up with Brandon Cooks, first interview post injury with Fan After Dark.
Real quick. First off, happy Thanksgiving. Number one, like the suit. Look, we're fine. It feels like this team's finally turning a corner. Health is there. What's kind of been the difference these last few weeks?
I think just coming together, like you said, you know, guys turning the page from the last couple of weeks, the momentum from Washington going into this Thursday night. I think it's all about just guys, you know, just continue to go back to work and putting their head down and tuning out the noise.
You're running that crosser route, Coop throws you on the side of the end zone. How different was that being on the sideline and being able to catch that, getting back in the end zone? What does that feel?
It's such a blessing. Just the patience my teammates and coaches have had with me throughout this process. It's just great to be back out there competing with the fellas.
Curious, when you got a veteran like a Brandon Cooks who's been doing this for a minute and forgotten more about football than most of us will ever know, how important is it to have him back in the mix?
Man, it's special. Like I said, even before the play, before he scored, I literally was like, welcome back, because we know the call. Want to say we were like 100% on that play call, knew what was coming, so told him welcome back. And like I said, it's special to go back out there and have him out there with you. Obviously, he's more of a coach when he wasn't playing, but now that he's out there, it's fun to compete with him. Obviously, we work off each other, so he keep leading the way, we keep following.
I'd imagine, you know, when they throw 50 times, that's good for y'all, but at the same time, having that balance with the run game kind of lightens things up for y'all.
Anytime you got a run game in the league, it makes everything else easier. So shout out to Rico, the offensive line, and the backs really coming out doing their thing tonight, because that it definitely makes our job easier in the pass game.
So people are going to say, look, it's crazy to start talking. I mean, you guys are, what, 5-7, 5 weeks left. Is it too crazy?
One week at a time.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
Roger that. Yeah. All right. Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Boom. There you have it.
One week at a time.
1 week at a time. Let's go.
And what I noticed from being live in that interview and listening to again on the Fan with you guys, part of the G-Bag Nation, Brandon Cooks is a pro, a veteran. He almost knew every question we were going to ask before we finished. It was a polite cutoff, not a disrespectful cutoff. No, he knew where the question was going. Let's get into it.
That's it. I mean, you know, we call that professionalism in the business, all right, and on both sides.
From Brandon Cooks, he only has 3 catches for 16 yards, but does get in the end zone.
It's a tutty, though.
And then Jalen Tolbert, the other guy in the interview, 2 catches for 41 yards.
No, it was good to catch up with those guys. And again, you know, it's one of those deals where, on one hand, everybody, I get it. When you're in the throes of a 5-game losing streak and it doesn't seem like anything's going right, I understand the want from fans to say, look, keep losing. Let's get a good draft pick. Let's punt on the season. But as has been talked about on this show, and I mean, look, they talked about this G-Bag talked about this week, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say it was on Tuesday, because the Eric Kendrick show was on Tuesday this week. And they said, look, Kendrick said it. As a professional athlete, it's insulting to say, hey, go ahead and tank, guys. Go ahead and quit.
Yeah, that's got to come from higher up. The players are not going to be purposefully, because people get that misconstrued. I think our Tolos are smart enough, I believe in them, that these guys are not missing tackles on purpose, throwing errant passes, purposefully not hitting the hole. This is things where the front office is not going to play players. Hey, we're going to keep this star player out of the game, whether they're kind of nursing an injury or close to being back. We're just going to play this backup or this rookie. That's how you quote-unquote tank, or you pull your starting quarterback because of financial reasons if you're the New York Giants. Or you play Trey Lance, who I did see warming up.
Yeah.
Late in that game, I thought he was going to come in. Then I looked at the scoreboard. I said, wait, it's a 7-point game. The Cowboys have to get a first down here.
They're definitely not doing that with Trey.
We're not going to see Trey the rest of the year.
The only way you're going to say Trey is if, you know, God forbid, knock on wood, Cooper Rush gets hurt.
Yeah, that's the only way. Or the Cowboys are mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. Maybe Cooper has a bad half, and then you see him in the second half. But yeah. the way things are going right now, the Cowboys are, hate to say it, in the hunt.
If you win against the Bengals, so their next game's not until December 9th, so it seems like it's forever and a day or forever ago, but or forever in front. But no, you've got a Monday night game, which that game would have been flexed out of the Monday night game.
Shout out to the Simpsons.
Shout out to the Simpsons and Nickelodeon or Fox or whatever the hell station it's on these days. Because of that, and because of all the work that went in to putting the cartoonization of the game, that's why they can't move that game out of Monday night.
The Cowboys right now in the playoff picture are 12th with the Niners, Rams, Bucks, and Cardinals ahead of them. All those teams I just mentioned have 5 or 6 wins.
Well, and you got the Bucks in a couple weeks.
Yep.
So you got the Bucks to worry about.
49ers play Buffalo next. Rams play New Orleans next. Buccaneers play Carolina next. And the Cardinals play Minnesota next.
I'll put it to you like this. I've got my thoughts on if this team has a legitimate shot at making the playoffs. I think we can all agree you're not going to win a Super Bowl. You're not going to get to a Super Bowl, especially with Cooper Rush at quarterback. But things could change mightily if this happens. We'll discuss that here as the show goes along. Coming up next, though, Tolo's on the telephone, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. A couple things we want to hear about. A, what is your thoughts on this Cowboys team right now? Number one. And two, how was your Thanksgiving? All right? It's that simple. How was your Thanksgiving? How do you feel about your Cowboys? Lots to get to. It is a G-Bag Friday with a little Fan After Dark sprinkled in. Don't go anywhere.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. It is the G-Bag Nation on a Black Friday. We got the Fan After Dark filling in. I'm Fred. That's Blake. We got our boy Khaki Kev behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Score update. We are knotted up at 7 in the first quarter between Hebron and South Lake Carroll.
For those of you who are at the game giving us live text updates, was it a passing touchdown by South Lake Carroll or a rushing touchdown? This is important information.
It is. And then in the second quarter, we've got Lovejoy up on Anna, 14-7. Just so you know, we're Team Anna over here. Why? Because Todd Dodge dissed me not once but twice on the same day.
And I had was where my call was from as well, the Anna Kaya.
Exactly. So we are all Team Anna here on the G-Bag Nation, a.k.a. Fan After Dark, sprinkled in. So we'll keep you posted. And we got to give a shout-out as well to South Oak Cliff. They play Marshall today, South Oak Cliff, after losing their first two games of the season, which there's no shame in that because they lost to North Shore and
Duncanville,
exactly. They've rattled off, what, 9 straight wins since then. So they're doing their thing, and they play Marshall, which is no slouch themselves, later on tonight. So we'll keep you posted on all things. And again, if you're out at a high school game right now and you want to give us an update, please do. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Let us know and we will pass it along. All right, we're doing a little Tolos on the telephone today. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That's the phone number to chime in. Two things. That's all we want to hear from you about. How was your Thanksgiving? And again, please don't make it long-winded. And don't ask us how ours was, because it was great. How was your Thanksgiving? What do you think of the Cowboys? Okay, boom, get to the point. Let's roll, all right? Let's jump out to Jason in McKinney. What's up, Jason in McKinney?
What's up, guys? Y'all are doing a great job on the post-Thanksgiving coverage.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving was great. Was in Louisiana with the wife's family and was enjoying some good Cajun food out there.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Hey, my question to you guys is really about the offensive line. You know, I kind of grew up with Mark Tuine, John Kiesick, Nate Newton holding up the line there. And I know that an offensive line is crucial to almost every aspect of winning, in the sense that it provides the running lanes, it provides passer protection, it gives the receivers, you know, 3-4 seconds to make their break and to get open, and most importantly, keeps the defense off the field. Would love to hear your honest thoughts about where we're at with our offensive line. We got 2 rookies and basically 3 with Tyler Smith, too. Are we good with our offensive line, or should we be concerned and maybe looking for something in the draft in the upcoming year?
Tell you what, great. First off, fantastic setup from Jason and McKinney, because at 4:00, we did a one-on-one with your 2 rookies that you just mentioned, Tyler Guyton, who didn't play a lot, you know, was kind of in and out of the lineup yesterday. Chuma got some minutes over there at left tackle. And then, of course, I will say this. We might have a beef with TG. TG went on later last night and said he has a high ankle sprain.
Yep.
Okay? Would have been nice if he'd have told us that while we were talking to him. Okay? Because I asked him point blank, how you feeling? Number one, how you feeling? And he said he was feeling good. Then you go on later that day and say you got a high ankle sprain. Okay, how good were you feeling then, TG? But he does tell us about how he feels moving forward. And then we got our boy Cooper Beebe, who also told us how he feels moving forward. Let's jump out to Rockwall. Logan, what you got going on, my man?
Hey, man, y'all. It was Thanksgiving was solid, like always. But I want to get back to the game. The game, to me, offensive line is starting to look like they're meshing a little bit better on the run game side of things. Passing still just terrifies me. I don't know if it's 1, the drops, or 2, that just Cooper Rush, just they don't have that chemistry yet, but the passing game looks just horrendous, especially down in the red zone. And then 2, I think McCarthy needs to go talk to his boy Daboll and find out what diet he's on, because Daboll is looking slim these days, and McCarthy is not looking like he's been in the boxing ring in a while. So take that one and let you guys just speak. Thanks for doing your thing.
I love it. Yes, appreciate sir, yes, you, sir. Logan and Rockwall. Glad that you and Jason both had wonderful Thanksgivings. 877-881-1053. All right, so kind of both offensive line questions. Yeah. I mean, again, I think having a run game and a concerted effort in the run game, both Cooper and Tyler both talked about that yesterday, and hell, you even heard it from Brandon Cooks, having that run game and having guys where you kind of know, all right, this is going to be 2 or 3 carries and then no one's going to throw the ball, or excuse me, no one's going to run the ball a little bit. Although they did, I think I heard yesterday on the post-game show with Zach and Broadus, where as adamant as they were about running the ball for the first quarter and a half, then they went on like a 12 to 13 play stretch where they didn't run the ball at all.
Yeah, we saw Rico was running it all over the place. We saw the 22-yard run, which is the longest run of a Dallas Cowboys running back, because we had to hear all...
It was nice.
We heard about the Dak Prescott being the longest run. Now Rico rattled one off. The very next play on the right side was a 13-yard run. We saw some great vision from Rico. And I'll say it, I know it's a little sacrilegious, but having Bass/Hoffman kind of filling into that guard position has showed a little bit more tenacity. Obviously, Zach Martin is more technically sound and has been in the league and knows all the angles and tips and tricks. But Hoffman and Bass, we saw them in person. We saw them out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys get after. They're trying to get in fights. They're nasty. They're putting their head in there. So there was a little bit more running lanes, I think, that was available. And Dexter Lawrence going down for the Giants, especially in that second half, obviously is going to give some more running lanes open. The Giants' D-line isn't great. We have the game notes in front of us. The 30th ranked run defense are the New York Football Giants. So not a great run defense you were going against. But the last 2 weeks, you've been able to run the ball a little bit better. It's just more of a concerted effort, what Fred was pointing out. When you know you're going to run the ball and those offensive linemen know they're going to get what they're putting in as far as a run lane consistently, and it's just a smash mouth game, you're going to see the rewards towards the end. You're going to see Rico getting his first 100-yard game. You're going to see Rico get his first rushing touchdown of the season. So I thought that right side of the offensive line looked a lot more improved. I thought I really saw some actual wide open holes where Rico
Terrence
was able to get
Steele looked good yesterday.
There wasn't a lot of outliers that were like, "Ooh, man, that guy just got beat." Every once in a while you had it on the edges, but for the most part, I thought the Dallas Cowboys in back-to-back weeks, the offensive line has looked solid. In the Washington game, we had zero pressure. I think you had one, but it wasn't by an offensive lineman. You had zero pressures allowed to Cooper Rush. And Cooper Rush not being Dak Prescott, not being this super high-level quarterback. He is a backup.
But he's going to get rid of the ball quick.
But that's what I'm saying. If you are able to give him time where he's not under duress, he's going to look like a decent quarterback, which is what he's looked like the last 2 weeks.
When Cooper Rush throws sideways.
When you see him against Houston, against the Eagles, and he's under a great pass rush, those are two really good pass rushes he's going against. It's a lot harder for Cooper Rush to look like what he needs to be as far as a game manager. The last 2 weeks, offensive line's given him time. They've given him rushing lanes. And so Cooper Rush has looked better. Rico Dotto looked better.
Hell, he's even taken off and run the ball a few times.
Yeah, and when he's not fumbling and jumbling in the backfield, he's had a couple run lanes for him. So I think BB has
gaudy stats, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, 5 carries, no yards.
I think
it's the threat, though.
I think Cooper Beebe has shown he can be your center of the future. I think Tyler Guyton has shown in moments he can be there. We already know what Tyler Smith's about. And I think I'm not going to build around Terrence Steele, who is under contract for the next couple of years. But I like the Bass Hoffman guard, swing guard situation. I don't think there's a lot worse offensive line situations. And you're seeing when you make it an effort, we are going to run the football. Offensive lines and running games get better as the game goes on.
But let me ask you this, though. And again, I know it sounds sacrilegious, and let's make this clear. Nobody is trying to disparage Zach Martin, all right? Let me make that very, very clear. But I don't think it's anybody with two functional eyeballs, and you could question whether mine are functioning half the time if you listen to the show with any regularity. But do you think it's a coincidence that Terrence Steele has looked better the last 2 weeks with a different guard, with two different guys playing right guard, where you've gotten better guard play the last 2 weeks with Bass and Hoffman?
It has been interesting, and I will definitely detail this even more with the offensive line expert at Krusty's Corner at 340 with Brian Broaddus, and kind of get his insight on what he was able to see. Without watching the film, it's hard to give a trenches update of the game, but from what I could see with my naked eye in the press box while I was putting down green bean casserole.
Yeah, how open were your naked eyes?
They were open.
That's a legit question.
That second quarter,
rough.
That second quarter was rough.
Extremely.
But I thought Bass and Hoffman give you a little bit more push. They give you a little bit more. They're hitting those angles and giving it where Terrence Steele, maybe the continuity, he works better with a guy like that. Like, Zach Martin is a better guard than pretty much everyone on the roster outside of Tyler Smith. We understand that. But where he's at in his career, maybe he's not giving the same push. Maybe he's not getting that same angle that Terrence Steele is able to work off of.
Yeah.
Maybe he likes working better next to Bass and Hoffman, whoever is swapping in right there. So we'll have to ask Brian Broaddus at 340 if he saw different technique, different lanes opened up with having those guys. But I think you're able to see that this offensive line has been playing better, but they're also playing against worse fronts. They're not playing against a front as good as the Eagles, as good as Houston, who are both, I would say, top 10 defensive fronts. Mm-hmm. You're playing against Washington, and you're playing against the Giants, who have one or two standout players, but the front overall has not been great for those two teams.
Well, but I'd say this. I mean, I don't know that the Texans' front has been anything stupendous. I think part of it, though, too, is that you've just had offensively, and you saw this in the first half, where, yes, you do have some hits with the running game, but let's call it what it is. You had yesterday, I mean, CeeDee Lamb had maybe the worst game of his professional career last night.
Four drops, three drops, three obvious
ones. At least three
ones
that we saw, right? I mean, he had six targets the last I looked. Oh, I got the stats in front of me. Hold on one second.
I got you. You're good.
I was going to say, you got CeeDee Lamb, 2 catches, 39 yards, 6 targets. So he had at least 3 drops.
You yesterday can add in another one because he made me drop this week in fantasy.
Yep.
Wow, there you go. So
five fantasy points.
Wow, that's rough. That's rough. And again, look, CD's going to have a rough week every now and again.
And they were weird. It wasn't like they were super high contested, running a corner route, and there's a guy on top. These were, I think all of them were slant routes, slant slash crossers.
And yeah, I think he had one out route, too, that he dropped the ball on.
And it was like one of them, there was no one within 10 yards of him.
No, he had a couple that, I mean, again, if he catches that ball, I don't know if he's hitting his head on the goalpost, but I'll put it this way. He got a little yak coming.
It was interesting. One of them, there was a defender close. It looked like he was turning his head before he caught it, which is going to happen every once in a while. You hope it doesn't happen to your star receiver that you're paying big money. But definitely an uncharacteristic game from CD. We saw him go out with the shoulder and not play much of the second half as well. So Jerry was on.
Yeah, the shoulder's definitely bugging him too.
Jerry was on with KNC and our boys and was able to give us a little bit of an update and let us know that come Monday against the Bengals next Monday, he should be good to
He'll
go.
Be kind fine.
Of this time off should be good, but...
They got some time now.
CD's best game.
No, it certainly wasn't. It certainly was not. Cooper finishes the day 21-36, 195 with a touchdown, 0 sacks yesterday. And then, of course, the biggest play of the game, one of the biggest plays of the game, but it would certainly help turn the tide for your Cowboys is when
Overshown?
he goes all Michael Vick on us, decides he's going to run it to the, take the ball and run it himself. He gets the ball knocked out, but that knee was on the ground. We were all watching it from the press box. We thought for sure that was going to be ruled a
all
fumble,
of us.
But we all did. We absolutely did. But with the way his knee went down, boom, there you have it. So appreciate you, Tolos, for calling in, 877-881-1053. 1 hour in the books, boys and girls. All right, we got a huge 3 o'clock hour, second hour of the program coming up. We got Corey Mose from KVUE out in Austin talking all things Texas and A&M. Huge game for those boys tomorrow. And then, of course, we got Krusty's Corner going down at 3:40 with the legend himself, Mr. Brian Broaddus. Plus, we'll do a little around the NFL as well. Lots to get to. Your texts, your calls, so much more. It's G-Bag with a little Fan After Dark on your Black Friday.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.